P.D.Q. Bach was excommunicated in 1787. Perhaps as a result of things like the Christmas carols, or perhaps as a result of his mass in the Allah mode, or his famous last words of Christ. Both works now thankfully lost. The chief significance historically of these works is in the fact that they were considered to be sacrilegious by everyone, and therefore being one of the few times that the Protestant and Roman Catholic clergymen could agree on anything. For some reason, however, though the church cut him off, so to speak, P.D.Q. continued to write religious music into the 1790s. Among his output at this time were the Half Nelson Mass and the Missa Hilarious. It was thought that the Boston Mass was also by P.D.Q. Bach, but that was later attributed to Johann Nepomuk Hummel. It is the Missa Hilarious that we shall serve as our coup de grace tonight. The Missa Hilarious, only discovered in 1975, is a major undertaking for bargain counter tenor, basso blotto, chorus, and orchestra. And looking at the score, one cannot help but ask, was it clever creativity or stupid incompetence? Whichever the reason, P.D.Q. Bach does include some rather unique features in the score that and some unusual instruments that you should perhaps know about. His scoring for diverse flutes includes two tape recorders. Now, this is the earliest known use of the tape recorder. The early models were simply recorders covered with tape. It calls also for two hand flutes. Would you show us what one sounds like? You achieve different pitches by using your hand to lengthen the tube of the... and two nose flutes, which is an instrument that's played through the nose. Believe me, they sound much better in context. Even more interesting are these rarely used brass instruments. In order of appearance, they are the trombonus interruptus, the corno interrupto, and the trompetus interruptus. Randy, would you show us what the trombonus interruptus sounds like, please? Very good. I should like to point out that the trombonus interruptus is the only form of trombone officially sanctioned by the Catholic Church. The Missa Hilarious is in five movements. The Irie K, which makes use of the otherwise unused secret form of Porcus Latinus. The Gloria, where we engage in trombonus interruptus, and the deployment of two female chorus members as angels to assist our basso blotto. You will note that we have an angel of light and an angel of darkness. Followed by the Credo, the Sanctus, and yes, the Angus Dei, another of the typical cases of P.D.Q. Bach's misconstruing. Now, we shall be joined by our two soloists and perform for you the Missa Hilarious by P.D.Q. Bach, Schickele number N20.
Thank you. Walter!